Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is listener-supported public radio at the University of Illinois, AM 580. Thanks for starting your day with us this morning. It's time now for our opening commodity market report, and sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning, Jay Pierce.
Well, thank you, Dan, and good morning. And speaking of listener support, we want to thank the more than 1,000 listeners who pledged more than $181,000 to WILL Radio during our just-ended spring fundraiser. And we'd like to welcome 105 new members to the Friends of WILL. Thank you so much for making a real difference. And if for some reason you didn't get a chance to make a contribution, you can make one anytime online at willpledge.org. And again, many thanks. Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading. And first of all, in Kansas City, we saw the May wheat contract open at 980, up 5 1/4. July at 986, up 6. Spring May wheat in Kansas City, 1325 was the open. That was unchanged. And July opened unchanged at 11. Make that 11 even. And the May contract in Chicago at 923, make that 932 on the open. Just flip those around. 932 was up 9. July at 944, up 7 3/4. And September opened at 958. That was up 8 1/4. December at 963 was down 1/4 on the open. May corn in Chicago opened at 595, up 3/4. July at 608, up 1/2. September 612 1/2, down 1 3/4. December 612 1/2, up 1 1/4. March at 616 1/4, down 3. May for 09 at 620 1/2, down 1 3/4. And July 09 at 624 1/2, down 1 3/4. December 09, 568 on the open, down 2. May soybeans opened at 1357, up 1. July at 1365, up 2 1/4. August at 1352, down 8. And September 1312, down 6. November 1269, down 2. January 09 soybeans opening 6 lower at 1278. And the March contract at 1289, down 5. May for 09 at 1288, down 10 on the open. The May soybean meal contract, 351 even, down 120. July opened at 354, down 1. And May soybean oil opened at 60.05, down 12. July at 60.65, and that was 25 lower on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Well, currently we see a lot of red on the screen in Kansas City. The wheat's trading from 1 3/4 to 6 lower. The spring wheat unchanged to 5 lower. Chicago wheat is anywhere from 9 1/2 lower to, well, 1 higher now on the nearby May contract. Corn is trading from about 1 1/2 to 6 3/4 lower. Soybeans trading anywhere from 6 1/2 to 11 3/4 lower. And joining us on the telephone to talk about the opens, Mike Zusilo at Risk Management out in Chalmers, Indiana, Risk Management Commodities. And Mike, no, I guess you're in Lafayette now, right?
Well, we're everywhere, Jay.
I had an old piece of paper in front of me, and I just looked at it.
Remember the old Colonel Flagg from MASH? You always used to say, I'm like the wind, I'm everywhere.
there you be. But you're here right now, and that's what's important. And I want to thank you while we're thanking people for support during our just-ended fun drive for you and the guys who got together and made that $1,000 challenge. I know Bates Commodities was in on that, AgriGold, and trying to think of the other one that went in with you guys.
Yeah, I think the gold there was a little short, but I was talking to Kyle before the we went on here, and it sounds like you guys just did a great job raising, and you sure deserve it. That's all I can say.
Thank you much. Thanks for the support, and thanks, you know, throughout the year for the, lending your analysis, which is so valuable, too. And this morning, when you take a look at these opening numbers, you just see a lot of red.
Yeah, it seems as though we set ourselves up a little bit for this in corn especially and in wheat especially. Yesterday on the close, we had some technical violations. It is a report week. And, you know, one of the things that was noted to me by one of the Newswire guys that called this morning for updates, he said, you know, I noticed May corn was running at about 598 last week when we closed out the week. And yesterday we closed back below that, and we got a bullish report. We made new contract highs. And, you know, that's an excellent point. Whenever you have pent-up bullishness and that bullishness is confirmed on a report and you move higher and yet you can't sustain those highs, the options weren't trading like they should have as far as the long options. The spreads were real weak this week after the report. So we kind of got telegraphed maybe that some of this might happen today in the wheat and the corn especially, Jay. We will need to be watching the wheat, though, because the Kansas City especially, the hard red belt, looks like it's not going to get as much rain as maybe a lot of people expected. If we stay above the 920 level in July, the new crop contract in Chicago, we should be able to hold the technical low and technical line in the sand. We're actually recommending clients come back in and repurchase some of their 08 sales today because of this price weakness and because of this weather change. So we're not all doom and gloom here at this point just because we see red. We do see the possibility for the wheat to come back around here today if the trade is looking at the weather like we are.
Mm-hmm. We saw soybean export numbers way up this morning. Is in the weekly report from that ended a week ago. Is that significant news to you?
Yeah, it is when you combine it with the fact that the Chinese imports for the quarter are up double digits. The soy quarter for the first quarter of 08, the soybean imports into China, and this is coming from the customs people in China themselves, up 36%. You add on top of that the exports that we got from China this morning that were just announced before the opening. And you add on top of that the fact that in the USDA report this week, you saw global wheat and rice consumption and exports drop, but you have not seen any slowdown in demand of the soy complex at all. So that explains a lot of why we're heading higher here or have been heading higher, and the beans are still up quite a bit for the week. If the outside markets like the gold and the crude oil and the Dow Jones would turn back higher, it would not surprise us to see the beans trade two-sided and show some green on the screen here later. So outside markets are probably dictating a lot, along with just spillover from the wheat and the corn being so weak, the beans are following that trend too.
Okay, anything else you want to touch on this morning, Mike?
I think that'll do it for now, sir.
All right, well, you have a good day, and have a good weekend, too.
You
I
too,
hope
Jay.
The
Thanks
weather
a lot.
Seems to maybe around here be turning a corner for us pretty soon. Mike
Sulo
says we'll see some warmer temps. So take care. That's Mike Susilo at Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana, and he'll be back on the closing market report today with Dave Dickey, who will be sitting in for Todd Gleason. Let's take a look at how the trade is going right now. May wheat in Kansas City at 964 and three quarters down 10. July at 973 down 7. May wheat in Chicago, 913, that's down 10. July at 928 down 8 and a quarter. December at 957 down 6 and a quarter. May corn at 587 down 7 and a quarter. July at $6.50 even down 7. September at 606 and a quarter, down 8, and December at 604 and a half, down 6 and 3 quarters. May soybeans 1345, down 11. July 1361, down 11 and 3 quarters. August at 1352, down 8. And November at 1257 and a half, down 13 and a half. The May soybean meal 349.30, down 290. July at 351.70, down 330. The soybean oil for May at 59.75, down 42. July at 60.75, down 15. Live cattle for April at 88.20, down 27.5. June live cattle up 5 at $89.85. April feeder cattle, $99.50, up 37.5. May at $102.80, and that's currently up 45. April lean hogs, $59.20, up 2.5. And May, $69.20, currently up 40. On the outside markets, crude oil for May at $109.70, down 41. The June contract at $108.94, down 63 cents. CRB index is down 22 at 408.31. The dollar is down 0.31 at 71.83. The 15-minute delayed Dow Jones quote at 12,453 is down 128.5. Well, as we take a look at Mike Sola's weather forecast, we see a wind advisory in effect until 7 o'clock this evening, increasing clouds today in and around Champaign-Urbana, with a 20% chance of showers in the late morning and afternoon. Highs will be in the lower 60s. And then tonight, we'll see cloudy skies, a low in the upper 30s. And tomorrow, numerous showers and, oh my gosh, a chance of maybe a snowflake, but no accumulation of snow. It'll be colder with a high in the lower 40s. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, we'll be in the lower 40s. But by Monday, we're seeing temperatures getting into the 50s and then 60s on Tuesday and 60s under mostly sunny skies by Wednesday as well. And right now, 63 degrees on Friends Plaza outside of Campbell Hall for public telecommunication here in Urbana.